You make a promise with yourself to always stay happy no matter what. It will happen. He's got it all. He's lucky. You're mistaken. Mistaken. For example, there's a rich man, so wealthy no one even knows how much money he has. And there's a teenage boy with a strong physique, very healthy, nice body, slim fit, looks very handsome. Let's go back to that wealthy man, the rich guy. He has a huge stomach sticking out, not one hair on his head. Businessmen do tend to go bald. Most do, due to stress. His head has gone bald. He has a nice car, owns a business. So when this guy is getting into his car, the teenager standing nearby at a bus stop, he's gazing at the businessman and he's staring back. The boy is standing at the bus stop thinking, this guy's living the life. Such a sick car. On top of that, he's a CEO. So rich. Businessman. Dude, this guy even has his own chauffeur. He sits like a boss. He's living life. But at the same time, the rich man's thinking, oh man, if only I had that body. This is the millionaire sitting in his car looking at the teenager. If only I could be fit like this kid. If only I had hair on my head. He's bald, thinking, if only, oh man, if only I could go back 30 years. 30 years back. If only I could go back in time. Isn't that absurd? He's looking at him and dreaming. Well, he's looking at him and dreaming. Who has good fortune here? The broke kid is bitter, and the rich man is bitter. What you have at this moment, notice and appreciate that, then you'll be truly happy. Live in the present. I was handsome before, skinny before. That's going to the past, isn't it? That's going back. I hope I get this. This is the future. And there's one who looks at what he has today and is pleased. That's called living in the present. Live here right now. Don't think about yesterday. Whatever happened, happened. Who cares? Forget it. Talk about today. Both of these guys are unlucky. Because the boy is thinking about the CEO's life. Does he not know what he has? My body is fit. God gave me a good body. I run around everywhere. I'm strong. Yesterday, some of our Singhs were exercising in the park and I went to see. And I see them going crazy, sweating like pigs, doing jumping jacks and stuff. When I get on the plane to go abroad, they see me and say, he's living the life. We're left here stuck, rolling around in dirt all day. Look at them fly away. And I was looking at them and thinking, if only I could jump like these guys. I'm not able to exercise like these guys. I can't run like that. We're always stuck in these thoughts. At all times, this is what goes on in our minds. Whatever you have, be grateful for. Whatever you have, find it. There are lots of great things that you have. Many things. God has given us many things. Who knows how to drive a car? Out of everyone here, a vehicle. Who knows how to drive? A vehicle. Wow, look how many. You're gifted for being able to drive in Punjab. You think driving here is easy? It's really a miracle. Who all can drive a motorcycle? That's crazy. I bet many of the women can drive it too. You've driven scooters before. And you've managed to survive these roads. Survive these crazy buses. Means there must be something in you too. That's why you're still walking around. Always talking about Westerners, saying Westerners, Gore. The West is so amazing. Tell one of them to try and drive a motorcycle here. Tell him, I'll drive one and you follow with one. Follow me for a drive through the city. you won't be able to. There's something unique in you too, meaning there are good things in you too. Find them. Each person has countless virtues. God has made you great, gave you so much. You gotta find it at least. Feel it. Find it from the inside. It's unlimited. If your body is healthy, go and ask someone who is diseased. Doctor said you have cancer, you won't survive. Ask that person. Ask a blind person how it feels not to have eyes. Ask the countless paralyzed people the value of a body. They lay on a bed all day, can't even clean themselves. Family members bathe them, feed them. Go ask that person the value of a body. That's why, my friends, stop being dejected. Learn to be thankful. Always be thankful, whatever you hold. Have gratitude for it. Always staying depressed. No. Satguru hoy deyal. Tan sharda puri hai. Satguru hoy deyal. Namaka bhoon churi hai.